But of course, the demise of Holden announced yesterday, it's affected everybody because Holden is a part of, intertwined in a part of Australian history, Lou. But especially motorsport lovers, because that's an extra number of levels up in terms of passion. Of course it is. And the great rivalry between Ford and Holden. Aaron Noonan is Australia's foremost motorsport historian and commentator. And he's going to talk us through the impact on motorsport lovers with Holden's demise. Noons, good morning.
I'm not sure that it's good, but it's morning.
The
sun has come up today. It was terrible news yesterday, and I think a lot of people thought that the sun wasn't coming up today, but I'm looking out the office window here in Melbourne. It is up. The world will go on, but certainly yesterday's news did. Look, it wasn't a surprise. I think we thought, 2017, when manufacturing ended, that was kind of the... I'm sort of summing it up as that was the death of the spirit. Yesterday was the death of the body, as we knew it, in terms of Holden. So lots of questions to come out of it now with what happens next for, you know, those who own cars. I mean, Holden will keep on with servicing commitments and the like and spare parts for the next 10 years minimum, I think they said yesterday. So, but as you said, in motorsport, it's DNA stuff. It's always been Holden in some way, shape or form, whether it was Monaros or Taranas or Commodores in the last four decades. There'll still be Holdens racing in historics and all sorts of other categories, but there won't be any new Holdens wheeling out in any way, shape or form, which is, yeah, exactly right, very weird.
It is weird, and you mentioned, obviously, the rivalry, and it's the classic Aussie Holden versus Ford rivalry. What is it, do you think, that generally made people choose one or the other of Ford or Holden?
I think you've got to rewind it back, Lou, to the whole period where we didn't have so much choice. I mean, the sheer number of car brands that you could go and choose from today if you were out there shopping for a car is unparalleled before in terms of the number that are around. Way back when, your number of options was extremely limited.
Yep.
I think that really started to define which camp you were in because there weren't that many camps to actually set a foot in. So... And then obviously the racetrack stuff has, it's really the hearts and minds stuff I reckon comes from the racetrack. The day-to-day comes from the road and what you had in your driveway that your mum and dad drove or that you bought as your first car. But it's really the racetrack stuff where drivers and teams did things with Holdens and Fords that you couldn't do with yours, but you'd love to have been able to do on the racetrack and not have the skill set that they had. So I think that's where... A lot of it comes from, and we've lived it for, what, the best part of 50-odd years.
Yeah, well said, Noons. From Peter Brock to Dickie Johnson, Alan Moffat, of course, all the absolute legends of both brands that have built this incredible history. It is a sad day. Aaron Noonan, thanks so much for your time, mate. I'm glad the sun has come up, but as you said, it's a slightly different world now. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure. No worries.